Where can you find God on this earth? No one, whether shepherd or wise man, can approach God here below, except by kneeling before the manger at Bethlehem and adoring him hidden in the weakness of a newborn child. That's from the official catechism of the Catholic Church. And so we go, since we were children. My brother, he's sitting right over there. He's the priest, looks just like me, only younger. He and I, led by a mother and father, since we can remember, when we went to Christmas Mass, you couldn't leave and go home before you went up and adored the Christ child in the manger, to reverence him. And same if you have a Christmas tree at home. Catholics usually put a nativity scene at the base of the tree or somewhere in your house so you can continue to reverence the mystery of the newborn Christ child. And if you do this, if in your heart or in your head or in your knee, you make an act of reverence to Christ, St. Leo the Great says, in the very act of reverencing the birth of the Savior, you are also celebrating your own new birth. How's that? What's that new birth about? Well, the first reading today from the book of Isaiah, I can't hear it without the words of Handel's Messiah going through my head. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When you have faith and friendship with Jesus, you have a share in the power and might of God, the Prince of Peace. Out in our parish at San Ramon, it's called St. Joan of Arc Church. I went to celebrate Mass, and just like we had here, servers and priests are in the procession coming in. And one of the altar boys was in a wheelchair, and he was serving the Mass from his wheelchair. And he couldn't move his arms or his legs. He steered the wheelchair with his head. And yet in his lap on the wheelchair, he carried up a book, or he carried a candle, or he carried over the chalice, or, you know, and attended me at the altar. And his name is Danny, and he was born with a spinal disease. He needs machines to breathe. His arms and legs are paralyzed, and yet he serves Mass. When he goes to school, he dictates his homework to someone who types it out for him. He needs help to eat, to get in and out of the chair, to get in and out of bed, and do all the normal things you and I take for granted using our arms and legs. He wrote me a letter a few days ago. He said he's graduating from high school in June. He's just earned his Eagle Scout badge. And he said, asked me if I would write a letter of recommendation for him for college. Well, of course. And he said in his letter, Bishop, people tell me I am an inspiration. I don't want to be an inspiration. I just want to be a normal guy. That young man, Danny, is an inspiration. An inspiration of the incredible power of love. He is loved by his family, his mom and dad, his brother, his school friends, the fellow parishioners, his confirmation classmates. And because he's been loved, he loves back in return. So it is with us. Christ loved us first, and his love has power. Has the power to lift that boy Danny out of the prison of his body. It has the power to lift the inmates of Santa Rita County Jail out of the confinement of their cells We celebrated Christmas Mass for them yesterday morning. And I told the inmates, as long as you're here, you're not confined by the walls and the razor wire. You have the power to love. And you can love your wives and your children and your mother and father, even though you're here. And they can love you in return. And you, inmates, can be loved by Christ. Christ's love also has the power to heal. 1 year ago, in Thanksgiving 2016, Officer Robbie Chan of the South San Francisco Police Department was chasing a criminal down the street, and the criminal stopped, picked up his skateboard, and smashed the officer in the head, crushing his skull, and the officer fell to the ground unconscious. They put him in the hospital, and he had bleeding on the brain, fractured skull. He was in a coma. And they said to his wife and his two children, may never wake up. And the family are Catholic. The officer is Catholic. They appealed for prayers. So in every Catholic church in our diocese, we prayed for him. He lives in the Oakland diocese. Well, then he opened his eyes. And they said, well, you'll probably never talk. Then sometime later, he could speak to his wife. And they said, well, he'll probably never walk again. Well, after a year of intense convalescence and therapy, Officer Robbie Chan is walking to Christmas Mass with his wife and kids this year. I got to shake his hand about a week ago. It was one of the most inspirational events I had in the year 2017. And he just came up to me, took off his hat, and said, Bishop, thank you for all the prayers for me that were offered by everyone. And I hate to say, his head is still crushed in. He said, thank you for the prayers. Prayers offered to Jesus, offered up in our parishes by our people. And Jesus responded with his healing power and his healing love. Christ was born in Bethlehem. The city of bread is what Bethlehem means. Jesus is the bread of life. Christ was placed in a manger. A manger is a vessel for feeding. Jesus feeds us in Holy Communion with his own body and blood. The shepherds worshipped and adored him. Why? Because Jesus is a lamb, the Lamb of God, and shepherds take care of lambs. And this lamb was sacrificed on the cross 33 years later. The Magi adored him because he was a king whose army consisted only of angels, a king whose only weapons are love, compassion, and nonviolence. Even the universe acknowledged his divinity by the appearance of a star. If all these things happened, shouldn't you and I also worship him and become his disciples? And become his friends. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. On behalf of Father J. Matthews, the rector of this church, Father Bick, Father Javier, Father Jim, all of us here at the Cathedral of Christ the Light, I wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas.